Globally, 75% of the world's fish stocks are already overfished, which in the long term means there won't be any fish left in the sea for us to eat. But according to Charles Redfern, founder of Fish Forever, that doesn't mean we should stop eating fish.
There's some fish that is still being fished sustainably. Sustainably means within the limits it can reproduce from year to year, the same levels. So you've got to choose your fish right. We can roll it back a bit. We can fish with much more sensible methods, because a lot of the problems are to do with bycatch, discard and so forth. In England, 80% of our fish consumption is five main species. So you're in a situation where you've got these five main species. Of those species, two are mostly farmed, which we call aquaculture. That's prawns and salmon. There was a lot of wild salmon. Wild salmon is still very good in Alaska, but it's depleted in most other parts of the world. So you're looking at two sets of issues. You're looking at issues with wild capture, which is free swimming fish in the ocean. And you're looking at issues with aquaculture, which is fish farming. And there's sustainability issues with both.
And what are the sustainability issues when it comes to the farming then?
The densities of the stock are very, very heavy. So you have a lot of fish in a small space. And then there's a lot of disease as a result of that. And the diseases are controlled through the addition of chemicals and so forth to try and control the diseases. Lice, for example, on salmon is one of the big problems. Then there's problems of escaped fish that is mixing in with the wild fish. And then there's a problem of effluent that runs off into the rivers, runs off into the seas, causes a lot of damage. The solution is there's organic standards for aquaculture. They're probably the highest, the best levels of standards. WWF is now working on aquaculture standard. They were working behind the standard for wild capture, which is the MSC.
And if you go back then to the wild caught fish, how do you make sure that that's sustainable?
First thing is, I think, listening to the real experts that are out there controlling it, which a lot of the governments haven't been doing in the past. Bluefin is a classic example. Scientific experts, they told the main bluefin area of fishing for several years, just stop fishing this tuna, it's going to go extinct. And they've been overridden time and time again. So number one is, let's listen to the science, what the scientists are telling us. They're there for a reason. Let's implement what they're saying. Number two is, there's a lot of illegal fishing. Now, if you're going to control fish through catch quotas by saying you can only fish so many tons, it's pretty stupid then that you get a lot of illegal fishing. And sometimes illegal fishing can be another 50% of the legal fishing. So clamp down on illegal fishing. I'm sure the governments could do more on that.
And is there a way as a consumer that I can be absolutely sure that this fish has come from a sustainable source?
As consumers, we all start with such a huge reservoir of cynicism. The first thing I'd say to you is, don't automatically be cynical. Engage with the issue. There are a lot of free resources, Greenpeace and WWF. You can Google them, go on their sites, look at the reports, look at the companies that are saying they're sustainable, support them. Then beyond that, there is the MSC certificate now. So like organic is a certification system, there's a Marine Stewardship Council certification system. So look for their blue tick. That's a good way of knowing more or less that the product is sustainably fished.
And in terms of looking to the future, say, of fisheries and our fish consumption in the UK and worldwide, how do you see things changing?
In the 1950s, we were fishing globally 20 million tonnes. It's now up to 95 million tonnes. And then it stopped. It stopped at that for about 5 or 6 years. Some people say that we're down to 10% of the total fish stocks that we had in the past, the natural fish stocks. So the first thing is, aquaculture is going to be very, very important. 1/3 of the total fish consumption is now aquaculture. It'll go to 50% very soon. So we've got to make sure that aquaculture is sustainable as well as restore sustainability to wild fish. The other thing is marine parks. They're very, very important. If we could have marine parks where fishing is completely banned, you will have the ecosystem recovering, you will have stocks replenishing, it will actually benefit fishermen. Maybe a third issue is to stop subsidizing fisheries, because you've got massive overcapacity right now in the fishing industry. So you've got 2.5 times the capacity for the number of fish. So in terms of wild stocks, let's start reducing the capacity. My personal bugbear is the idea of fair trade, because most of the fish that we consume here in the developed world is coming from developing countries' waters. And in some cases, it's illegally fished. In all cases, there was a domestic industry supplying domestic, local, coastal communities, which has often been wiped out. Foreign boats have come in, nicked all the fish, destroyed, maybe through bycatch, the other fish that local fishermen were consuming, but that are not good for the global market. I personally, it's a bit extreme, but I would kick out all foreign boats from developing waters, return their fishing grounds to the coastal communities. Without going that extreme, then let's control the developing waters. Let's reinstate the artisan fisheries. Let's support them. Let's start having fair fish so that they can still sell the fish to us, but on a fair basis that the local communities are supported, the local fishermen are supported.
That's Charles Redfern.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.